Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday, the 8th day of December 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours, and we don't have any guests today because, again, I have so much news and information I want to personally cover. And I want to open the phones up again for first-time callers or individuals that have not called in the last 3 or 4 months. That is, we want people who do not call in frequently or people who have been unable to call in, who've been trying for the last 6, 7 months, or individuals who have never called before. And I'm going to do everything in my power to control myself and to not go into preacher mode today because I've got a lot that needs to be said, a lot that needs to be covered. And we're going to attempt to get that job done. Look at this article here. This was carried by several major newspapers in the United States, and Counterpunch has written an article about it. I am sullied. Suicide before dishonor in occupied Iraq. I cannot support a mission that leads to corruption, human rights abuses, and liars. I am sullied. I came to serve honorably and feel dishonored. Death before dishonor anymore. And that was Colonel Ted S. Swesthusing, I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly, and I'm reading his military record. It's exemplary. He was Special Forces soldier back in the 80s, fighting communists all over Latin America. He was a conservative, and he was, he committed suicide. And there's another article here showing that military psychiatrists are puzzled by the suicide rate in Iraq, saying that it makes little sense in comparison with those conflicts in the past. That's because they know that suicide actually goes down in a war, in a combat zone, because the survival mechanism, it says, kicks in. We're having record levels of suicides in Iraq. Now, a lot of these are people that don't play ball, that don't go along with raping women and children. Most normal people will fight back against that, even under peer pressure. They will resist it. And we know they've killed some people that have said no, but people investigating it for the Army. Army officers have been murdered, have been suicided. But a lot of them leave notes behind and say, I kill a lot of innocent people, and what we're doing here is a lie, and it's a fraud, and they blow their heads off. Now, I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm sad for them. They should come back to America and speak out against the war and ask God to forgive them and forgive themselves. You can always do that. It's never too late to turn back if you still have a conscience. Now, it is too late to turn back if you're somebody like Donald Rumsfeld or Stalin or Mao or Adolf Hitler, because you enjoy the evil. You have hardened your heart. In fact, in many cases, they're not even hardened. They're like lakes of lava. They're not just black and hard. They're burning with evil and actually enjoying it. There's a level past hardening your heart where you actually revel in it. But if you still have an inkling, if you still get a tear in your eye, even if you're a neocon out there listening right now, and deep down you know that this is wrong, but you're making excuses to yourself right now and trying to rationalize, it's not too late for you. But be careful. You go too long. You go too long. And there's no turning back for you. In fact, some of you are giggling right now, and you're more than just a hard heart. You're enjoying it. And, that heat you feel is the lake of fire waiting for you to be thrown into it, literally and figuratively. We'll be right back. Just ultra masses of vital news and information today. Be sure and visit the websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thursday, 8th day of December 2005. We're already now well into the second segment in this first hour. Wide open phones today for first-time callers, and that counts second-time, third-time callers, people who've been unable to get in, who've tried to call in the past, people who haven't called in at least 3 or 4 months. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air. I saw a horrible wreck coming into the office just about 30 minutes ago, because a lot of times I get ready at my home office and come into the studio. And I'm going to talk about this first. And then I'm going to get into I Am Sullied, Suicide Before Dishonor in Occupied Iraq. You know, high-level officers committing suicide, record levels of it, because a normal person cannot just see the raping and killing of children. And he'd actually written home about that to family. The torture, the rest of it, and not either get out of it or commit suicide or have a nervous breakdown. Now, sickos do enjoy it, and that's why they're going to hell. So that's coming up a little bit later. Also, we're now learning more about this man in Miami who the wife was screaming. He's off his medication. He's bipolar. He was basically running around sweating and freaking out on the plane. And the air marshals heard that, chased him, and it's now beginning to emerge that it looks like he said, "I don't have a bomb, leave me alone." and just the word bomb, they gunned him down. And in this hyped up, out of control, fear mongering society, I'm not really going to sit here and at this point go after the air marshals, because they've been trained to kill somebody that talks about having a bomb. Now, in the case of the young Brazilian man, these guys look like they could be brothers. This guy looks like he just maybe weighs 20 pounds more, but, I mean, this could be his older brother, this guy that was killed in Miami. But we had the case, you know, after the 7-7 bombings over in London of this electrician. No criminal record, done nothing wrong. They said he ran from them and had a bomb and a big jacket and wires. Then it turned out, okay, no bomb. Then it turned out, well, it wasn't really a jacket. It was just a button-up overshirt. And then it turned out, you know, a denim shirt, which I own a couple of, kind of Western style, really. And then it turned out he didn't run. And it turned out he just sat down, and they walked up to him and shot him. First it was 5 times, then 7 times, then 10 times, then 12 times. Last report was 14 times. And the government lied about it. And that clearly was some type of black op execution. It looks like this boy might have known a little too much, might have been doing some work for him, and just had to get rid of him. And that was an outright execution. Because they tend to use Latin Americans as operatives to double and play the part of Arabs at the scenes of terror events. There's been massive recruiting by the U.S. and England and others in Latin America, really over the last 75 years. And they've got a lot of operatives and a lot of military training at Fort Benning, Georgia, School of the Americas, and other areas. And it's this guy fit the military M.O., that is, with the London shooting. The other fellow here, it fits the M.O. Had mental problems, been hopped up on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Every mass shooter we've seen, Harris, Klebold, Kinkle, the kid up on the reservation up in Minnesota. I mean, we have not seen a case ever, and there's even been big articles about that in the mainstream press, where they weren't hopped up on one or more of these. And he was hopped up on these, and it's when you go off the medication, I mean, you have a higher increase of suicide, crazy behavior, psychotic breaks, delusional behavior. I mean, that's in the insert with the drugs, folks. That's what the actual warnings say that come with the pills that you can request if you're on them and read it for yourself. But when you go off of them, that skyrockets. I mean, if you suddenly go off those, never go off a serotonin reuptake inhibitor instantly. You have to go off of it slowly, like you would heroin or methamphetamine that you've been on for years. Because the molecules are even more complex, even more dangerous, and affect even more of those key chemicals in the brain. But again, I said I'd get to all this later. The point is that they've killed a mental patient, basically. And Miami was fear-mongering and saying all over the city they were going to be checking IDs and they were going to be searching everyone and they were going to be randomly surrounding malls and searching everyone in riot gear and handing out flyers, scaring everybody. And so you've got this added fear going, and it turns out at the very airport there was a shoe bomber threat. Why, an Arab man's shoe tested positive. I've been in the airport line when people's stuff, people who are involved in construction who walk in certain chemicals or paints, people who are in farming and might walk around ammonium nitrate, or let's say you had some Miracle-Gro out in your yard and you were doing it on the tomatoes and you wore those tennis shoes, you got Miracle-Gro on, it's going to go off. There are hundreds of things. I've seen people in the line when I'm at, I think, where was it? It was Chicago one time. And they got a positive, and some guards came over and they checked him. And obviously it was a false alarm, or you would have heard about it on the news. Just some old white guy. But, at Miami, why, they'd had an alert. It had picked up possible explosives. Turned out it was a false alarm, but that didn't matter. And then, oops, you get somebody who runs off the plane foaming at the mouth, and so you gun them down. And frankly, in this false fear-mongering, I don't think you can fault the individual officers if their story's true. Usually they lie. Most of the time it's a lie. I mean, I'm saying it could be true this time. Statistically, though, it is probably a lie. And from what I've seen in the past experience, I mean, because they don't really have witnesses of him saying bomb now. It was like out on the, when he'd run out of the plane that he was saying this about bomb. When nobody's around and they're shooting him in the back, oh, they heard something about a bomb. I got a sneaking suspicion that isn't the case, and these boys just got jumpy like it was a rabbit or a pheasant about to get away from them. And, boy, that clay pigeon went up, and they took it out. And they probably had a couple of drinks last night after their debriefing, and, hey, you popped your cherry, Officer Billy Bob. Yeah, I'm a real man now. I got me a loony. And I'm not making fun of this gentleman. I'm trying to guess what was said or done. Or maybe the guys are crying in their wives' arms tonight. You know, I don't know. But it's just so ridiculous. These air marshals when you're on planes are so obvious. Okay, now I've spent 5 minutes on this. We'll get into that. And there's been other cases of air marshals putting guns to people's heads just for arguing with the stewardess. See, I'm politically incorrect. The stewardess, I'm going to call it Christmas. I do things like that. Exclusive shoe bomber alert preceded airport shooting. And then we have some interesting news here. Economy lifts Bush support in latest poll. And even in the staged polls, he's at 35%, but this newest staged poll says 40%, but all the other polls are showing 30 to 28%. And something really interesting, Village Voice of all places, who's been busy in the past poo-pooing government involvement in 9/11, 4 years later, we still have 10 big questions open and shut is the headline. And it's by Jarrett Murphy, and he brings up what blew up Building 7 and 10 other questions, and I've got to make myself cover this today. Also, military will request $100 billion for Iraq next year, Martha reveals, continuing. And actually, there's 163,000 troops there, up from 140,000 just a year ago, so they're actually increasing the troop levels. Things are going so badly there. NATO agrees to expand Afghan role. They're basically going to be the main force in Afghanistan taking over, as they will later in Iraq after we've been properly demonized, all part of the plan, all part of the globalist plan. There's this latest Bin Laden alive tape, and he's going to kill us and going to get us. And then major universities and other media watchdog groups compared it and said, no, it's the same thing as 2 years ago. You've knowingly taken a video from 4.5 years ago, and you've re-edited it again, claiming it's new. Bin Laden, a live claim, is from old video, London Guardian. And then we have another flashback to the last time they did this. This was December 7th. We have another flashback to several years ago. Bin Laden video is compilation of repeats, says expert. We'll get into that. And something interesting, a Wikipedia encyclopedia that I find to be quite interesting and entertaining and sometimes more informative than Britannica or the World Encyclopedia or the World Book. I like Wikipedia. I think that we should all be able to post, and I think we should all have alternative websites, alternative historical review sites. And I didn't complain when Wikipedia allowed a literal horde of liars to go on there a few months ago. And say, oh, the neutrality of the Wikipedia encyclopedia information on Alex Jones, the validity of it is being questioned, or the neutrality. And so, and of course, I would say it was very neutral what was being said about me. In fact, Wikipedia had some good stuff, some negative stuff, but it was really professional, going off what I've done, the films I've made, where I've been interviewed, what I'm best known for, links to every claim they made. Really informative. And I find there, on average, a lot of times Wikipedia is more accurate and more detailed than Britannica and several other encyclopedias. And I spend probably an hour a day, oh, that's not true, 30 minutes a day looking at, you know, looking stuff up in encyclopedias. Some days it might be 3 hours, but I'd say on average about 30 minutes a day. So I'm quite a hand at encyclopedias, and I found Wikipedia to be really good. It's open source. They've got thousands of monitors and people that double-check what you're saying and then look at what you're saying, and if it's found to be patently false and no basis in reality, they will remove it. And then they let other people challenge. But this latest thing against me was just really, really sloppy and mean. And I noticed about a couple weeks ago, I went to Wikipedia and I thought, oh, I'll look at what they say about me today. And it was gone. All that mean stuff about me was gone. And I guess that's because some of those same people, disinfo artists, without even saying who they were lying about other people. And so Wikipedia has now, you just have to register who you are. And I think that's fair. If you're going to say stuff about people, say who you are.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
E equals MC squared is wrong.
What are you talking about?
Einstein's equations have errors. It's in this book I've been reading, The Collapse of Special Relativity.
That can't be right. Where did you hear about that?
In Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, a book at relativitycollapse.net and relativitycollapse.com. I liked what they had to say, so I bought it at amazon.com.
I don't know. It sounds like it'd be complicated to read.
That's where you're wrong. It's written with a minimal amount of math, just enough to get the point across, and also has many detailed drawings.
Are you sure? I mean, E equals MC squared. That's got to be wrong.
It is.
That's not what I meant. Where'd you find that book?
Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, at relativitycollapse.com, relativitycollapse.net, or amazon.com.
I still can't believe that Einstein is wrong.
It's the 21st century. Get up to speed. Just buy The Collapse of Special Relativity at relativitycollapse.com or relativitycollapse.net or amazon.com today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
The Gulf of Space.
Burns, burns.
They watched us like a scientist might watch microscopic organisms through a microscope in a petri dish. Quietly over millennia, they laid their plans. That's a paraphrase from H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds. And then, of course, on Halloween night, many years after he'd written it, Orson Welles got on the radio and said Martians were attacking, and there were mass panics and freakouts and wrecks everywhere and a lot of deaths.
just from the just ensuing freakout. And imagine what the globalists could do with a real 9/11 attack that they themselves carried out, with little puppet Arabs taking the fall because they're CIA operatives, and then herding and stampeding us into submission for all these fake wars and the butchering of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And I saw another local example, or I guess microscopic example, compared to the entire world, here in Austin, Texas. Now, up in Dallas growing up, it gets a lot colder 200 miles north of here in Dallas, and it snows almost every year, even with the warming trend we've seen. And people can drive pretty good on ice and snow, and it isn't too bad. And you go up north, people can drive really good on it because they drive on it about 4 or 5 months, sometimes more, out of the year. They're really skilled. But every time there's any frost or any snow here in Austin, there is psychopathic behavior. That's not the right word. Panicked, stampeding, lemmings off the cliff. You know, that's how the ancient Native Americans hunted out all of the woolly mammoths and other prehistoric, I wouldn't call them prehistoric, but different types of things that are now extinct. Because they could stampede them off of a cliff. These big animals that were so powerful and so formative that big cats in Africa couldn't even bring down, man was able to kill because they were able to stampede them basically by beating on their shields, making a bunch of noise, not being afraid. You know, they learned that trick of not being afraid. You charge an elephant, on average, it will run. A lion will run, but it's almost like you telegraph a message. If you really, you have to believe you're going to destroy the lion. You have to believe you have the power to do it. It will run. Because it's convinced. If you actually have doubt, you'll put off a smell, and I believe even almost like a wavelength, because they've admitted the brain's electrochemical and does broadcast. They just haven't proven that it broadcast from mammal to mammal. I mean, I'm just talking about science here, and they will run. Okay, now I've really gone down the primrose path here. But the point is, that I'm trying to make, is that there was stampeding, freaking out, insanity. Last night, it was about 32 degrees when I got off the TV show at 9 o'clock, left at 9:30. The ground temperature was 50, 60 degrees. It takes days for the ground to get cold enough when it's just been, 80 degrees 3 days ago. It takes days to get it down cold enough where it'll stick. Only on overpasses in places like that where it's above ground, where it would still take a few hours for those to freeze. The overpasses hadn't even frozen yet, and they already had sand and salt poured all over them. Didn't matter. Cars were swerving. People were driving insanely. People were pulled over with their lights on and their cell phones, freaked out. I'm talking about just on little side streets. I was over on, East 7th. About half the cars had their hazards on, driving 5 miles an hour. Meanwhile, other cars were driving around insanely over the speed limit, and there I was driving a little bit slower than normal, and I'm not the best driver, folks, but just paying attention. And there were, they said, as of this morning, 60-something wrecks. Well, I saw one coming into the office today. The overpasses had thawed. There was no ice. There were piles of sand and grooves, and it was wet. I was driving up over 290, coming down to take the Lamar exit down over the overpass, and cars had slowed down to drive 5 miles an hour over the water. The water scared them. Fine. And I'd slow down. I thought, man, this is dangerous because that's one thing I'm good at, is like seeing pieces of things together as a picture very quickly. I'm not good at a lot of other things. I'm not tooting my horn here, but I thought, this is really dangerous. I bet somebody's going to smash into these cars as we go over this next hill. I bet a hot dog. In fact, I was on the phone with Mike Hansen. I said, I got to go. I'm in a traffic jam. It's dangerous. I hung up on him, and there's about 5 cars behind me and about 10 in front of me, and this hot dog comes over the hill and just plows into the back of this truck and turns and bashes into another one. And actually, it was the fear. It was the quaking, shaking of whoever was afraid of water on an exit ramp that caused this. And it's just like War of the Worlds, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Draft Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Bible forecasts signs to let us know that we're in the last days? The book of Revelation says that world travel quickly and efficiently would be one sign, and also knowledge would increase. Knowledge is doubling every 2.5 years in the electronic industry. We'd like to help you understand more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Many others. Toll free number to join us. I really want callers who haven't called in a while or first time callers that are really great. 1-800-259-9231. And again, I don't do this a lot, but lately I've been doing it a few days a week because I want people who can never get through to get a chance to get involved on air. And I get a lot of emails when people finally get through. I've been trying for a year to get in. Every time I call, it's busy. Well, here's your chance, 1-800-259-9231. Not that I don't love our regular callers and callers who call once a month or once every 2 weeks. It's just that you all make great points. We love you. It's just that other people need a chance to get involved occasionally. And we don't screen calls, per se. We ask where you're calling from and what your first name is and occasionally how you're listening. We should always ask that because it's interesting. We want to thank all our affiliates out there, whether it's AM, FM, shortwave, or internet, or satellite. But just our way of generally screening, just saying, hey, we want first-time callers. We want people who haven't called in a while. And occasionally, I'll have a guest on, topic-specific, and I'll say, hey, we've got Mrs. Shoemaker on, who discovered Levy, Shoemaker 9 that hit Saturn. And we really want to talk about near-Earth objects and the asteroid belt and what danger we are being hit by one of these asteroids, and you know what danger it would cause. And people called in talking about the Second Amendment. You know, and it's just kind of so. I even criticize though sometimes when I have a guest on, I go, I'd like to talk about this issue. People, how dare you try to control the flow of the debate, folks? You know, you can't please everybody all the time. In fact, you can't really please anybody completely. I mean, what do the Rolling Stones say? I can't get no satisfaction. I actually, though, have found satisfaction, and that is in fighting the New World Order. All right, I really am babbling now. Finishing up the point I was making, and then we're going to go to someone who's waiting in the wings and then to your calls, is just this. I watched panic. I watched hysteria. I watched insanity. Every time, folks, it rains here sometimes and people drive around in psychopathic fashion, running into everyone in just total hysteria. There was no ice here in the main city just a few hours ago. There's no ice on the road. There might be a little bitty, you know, icicle in the corner under the eave of the house where no sunlight has hit it. And it doesn't matter. People were running into each other because they were so afraid of the wet road that they actually, I said 5 miles an hour, try actually 2 miles an hour. And then they went over this hill, and then the cars are all stopped there, or going 2 miles an hour, and then somebody doesn't know that, and they just come flying over the hill, and I'm actually there watching my rearview mirror saying it's going to happen any second. And I don't normally drive around in fear of something, you know, smashing in. I just had this feeling, and boom, I watched it happen. So you have that combination of people panicking, running over the edge of the cliff, and then somebody who's totally lackadaisical, not worried about it because they know that the ice is thawed, but they weren't thinking, wait a minute. In fact, this morning I told some of my folks that work in the office here, some of my comrades, I said, just don't come in. And they're like, well, the ice is melted. It's not dangerous. And I said, listen, the people are dangerous. They're totally afraid. They're stricken with fear. All the schools are closed today. All the government buildings are closed today in Austin, Texas, and there's no ice. There's no ice. Now, you get out in the hill country, a couple thousand foot elevation, where it did pour rain last night, and there is still some ice. And there's still some ice on some bridges, but I don't know. It just is insanity. And imagine what it's like for northerners who see real ice and snow to just... I always talk to northerners who live down here, and they're even more amazed. Because I'm from Dallas, again, where we get some snow and some sleet every year, usually multiple times, sometimes, you know, for weeks on end. When I was a kid growing up in Dallas, we had months where there was snow. Not anymore, but still grew up with some snow driving, some ice driving, and there were still people there who... I've spent too long on this, but I'm sure you've experienced it. But just as a way of looking at it, it just shows how the people are afraid of everything. Americans were once the most reliant, the most informed, the strongest, the smartest, the most educated people in the world. And now, I guarantee you, all these people out there having wrecks and running into everyone right now, and I've had wrecks too. I'm not saying I'm Mario Andretti. I guarantee you they're experts on downloading their favorite videos to watch on their video pod. I guarantee you they're experts on how to act cool. They're experts on everything but how to not be afraid of the non-existent ice, but afraid of themselves. There, I've said it. Okay. Debbie Morrow hadn't been on with us yet this week, and I'm always honored to have her up in Dallas. Debbie, how are you braving the new ice age we're facing here?
I was just laughing at you when you were saying that because my son... didn't go to work today because of the ice, because he drives, you know, kind of far. But I just looked out the door, and I noticed it's, you know, really pretty out with a little bit of white on the grass. And so I went into his room, because I office out of my home, so I don't really have to go anywhere. And I went in his room and said, well, you know, you really could go to work today. It's not so bad as it appears.
Well, that's the thing. The grass doesn't retain any heat like the ground.
Right, exactly.
And so it goes below 32 very quickly, and then, yes, you've got some... Oh, it's. I mean, I'm watching wrecks everywhere, and there's no ice.
Yeah, and it's real funny because it was 84 2 days ago, so you know the ground is still warm.
Well, here's the thing, Debbie. They get a listen. I was seeing the statistics just a few days ago, reading them. Over 100,000 people have gotten deathly ill and gotten hepatitis just in the last 5 years in the U.S. From the lettuce from Mexico that's sprayed with human feces, totally disease-ridden with parasites, you name it. People aren't afraid of that because the media didn't tell them to be afraid of it. They're not afraid of hepatitis, and they're not afraid of drug-immune TB, people dying every day in Austin from it, because the media didn't tell them to be afraid. No, they are so afraid that they got the jitters so bad, they're driving around on dry roads with blinkers, hazards on, running into each other, just shaking like they're being attacked by Al-Qaeda.
I know.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
I know.
But I'm afraid of the stuff that really I should be afraid of. Because, see, I know the government's a bunch of liars. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm out of control. Debbie, tell us about the Made in America, British Berkey, American Berkeys, just all the quality products you've got. And it's the holidays, and folks, this is real. The water is full of poison. You want to be afraid of something? Be afraid of this. I'm afraid of it. Stop. I will not drink tap water.
That's right. Stop drinking your tap water. Don't poison yourself every day. In fact, I got an email yesterday, and it was kind of one of those little comical ones, and this lady's sitting next to her husband, and he's laying in bed all sick. And he's saying, well, I have this confession, honey, and she's going, it's okay, it's okay. And it goes on, and it shows all the pictures, and he's confessing all these terrible things he's done throughout their marriage, you know. And she's just sitting there, and he's got his little cup of tea, and at the end it says, okay, honey, now you just keep drinking that poison. And I thought about the water, how we're poisoning ourselves every day, you know, and we need to stop doing that. We need to, you know, take control of our environment and our life, and don't buy a Berkey and put it in your closet and save it for an emergency, because you're in an emergency every day when it comes to your drinking water.
Well, Debbie, I want people to know something. You know, I could be endorsing 1,000 magic products that heal all your ails and the snake oil bonanza. I don't do it. I only promote real things. And, folks, let me tell you something. Go to the EPA's website. Look at what is allowable in the water. Taste it. I mean, how you feed this to your children, how you drink this, so many of the chronic fatigue and these diseases, so many of these problems are linked to the water. It's 70%+ of your body. Debbie, give folks some of the specials and tell them how they call and get it.
Jim and I were talking about that because the special that we were doing, that we've been doing, is still available, is 4 Berkey lights without lights, and you get 7 Berkey sport bottles with it. But we thought, there's some people, a lot of people out there can't afford to buy 4. So we decided
Alex Jones can't.
Right, me either. So we've decided to revamp some of the holiday specials, Christmas specials. And so you can get 2 Berkey lights without the lights for $199 each. And then you can get 3 of the Berkey sport bottles for free. And they're not the generic labeled ones. They're the ones with the labeling so that they make a nice Christmas gift. Or you can get 2 of the Royal Berkeys for $260 each and get 5 of the Berkey sport bottles. Or you can get 2 of the Imperial Berkeys or 2 of the Crown Berkeys. So,
well, Debbie, to be serious, how many, haven't I ordered about 10 Berkeys from you?
You've ordered a whole lot. You've ordered a lot and a lot of sport bottles. You have a lot of good friends that you're giving these to and family members. And I'm sure that they all appreciate them because they're such a great gift.
Yeah, my point is that folks, people I care about, people I love, they get these, and then I come over to their house, and actually, I was at my parents' house 2 weeks ago interrogating them demanding, you know, where is the Berkey? And they're like, it's right here in the cabinet. Look, we use it. The water you're drinking is Berkey. Don't worry. We sure love it. Your mother says it makes all the food taste better when she cooks with it. So I was like some kind of German, you know, marching around in World War II demanding papers on the train.
Yeah, and, you know, I have this one lady, and she's in Hong Kong, and I was talking to her last night about her Berkey. And she went to, like, their hardware store, I guess comparable to Home Depot, and she got, like, plexiglass and little, like, shelves. She made little shelves because she said that in Hong Kong, the kitchens are very, very, very small. And so she made, like, a little shelf and
same
thing put it
my
on
parents,
the wall.
Same thing in my parents' house. They live in a little 1930s rock house. And because they like it, and and that's why they've got it in the cabinet because there's no room. That was the other part of the equation. She's like, it's in a cabinet. I don't.
Yeah, and you know, there's people like I have customers who they live in their RV, and you know, they just make a little wooden box that has a lid that opens the top so that they can pour the water in, and a door in the front so that the spigot can be poured, you know, come through. So you can improvise no matter if you live on a boat or RV or an apartment or a huge mansion.
Well, it's simple, you know. Debbie, and I got to run, but it's, you know, it's really simple. People need to stop procrastinating. Give Debbie a call right now. Made in America. They're the big national maker and distributor. You can buy their stuff in some stores around the country, actually hundreds, but you'll be paying $300 for something you can buy for $199 and get a free gift, your choice. When you call them, go to InfoWars.com to order or BerkeyWater.com or simply call toll-free 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, and be sure to put that you heard it on Alex Jones if you go to BerkeyWater.com.
Absolutely. They're in the comment section and tell them what free gift you want. Thanks, Debbie.
Bye-bye.
Always great to hear from you. And again, thanks for sitting through that, folks. You know, we have her up about once a week because they're a great sponsor. I believe in it, and they're responsible for our entire international shortwave. Getting the word out to everybody, and I just believe in it, and it is so important. And give them a call, 1-888-803-4438. And I wish we could spend more than 5 minutes on this. It's just that it is so important. I mean, I believe in this so much. The evidence is overwhelming. 888-803-4438. And, yes, you get the best discounts out there, bar none, when you tell them Alex Jones Special. Okay. I'm not going to go back to the news right now. I'm going to go right to your calls. Thank you for holding. Let's talk to Mark in Maryland. Mark, go ahead.
How you doing there, Alex?
Good, sir.
Yeah, you know what? I've been trying to figure out who are these people, you know, okay, these government assassins, you know, these people killed for the government, you know, how do they recruit them and how much do they pay them and how do they get trained?
It's very, very simple. It depends on what type of assassin you want to know about.
Let's say someone kills like a private citizen, like what's the name? Gary Webb that got killed.
And then the disinfo operators tried to claim that we were wrong about him shooting himself twice in the head. They said that was quite normal. Then they said, oh, his house didn't have a balcony. We were talking about the house he lived in 2 years before he was killed, which did have a balcony. You know, it's just any way to try to discredit us, again, with straw men. Again, most of the time you hear us being attacked for something, it isn't something we really said or did. They will lie and then say we did this or that. But Gary Webb was clearly murdered. He told people that he might be murdered. And it's just so obvious. Let me tell you the type they use to kill Gary. Listen, they can use mafia killers where a guy makes a phone call to another person, to a private contractor who makes a call and makes a payment to somebody else, and literally the guy doing the killing doesn't even know why he's doing it or what's going on. That's the lion's share. Okay? But let me tell you the cadres of killers that they have. Did you ever see the movie with Kevin Costner that is very accurate called No Way Out?
Yes.
Remember the 40-year-old goons that are there at the Pentagon that start chasing him and trying to kill him?
Right.
They have lots of those. And let me tell you how this works. They take a young gung-ho guy who's 18. Now he's 20. He goes and tries out for Green Beret After the Rangers, he passes that. He then goes into another Special Forces unit. Then he moves into Delta Force. And they start ordering him, well, go kill this communist drug dealer. And boy, he deserves to die. He's an evil commie drug dealer. And they show him pictures of people he's killed and a local nun he's killed. And we're going to kill him. Go kill him. So he goes and kills him. And then next, all right, we want you to kill this guy. And man, he's real bad. He's connected to drug dealers. And they don't show him any files. And then next, oh, this other guy, he sold weapons to the drug dealers. And you know what drugs do. And next, you're going to kill this guy. And then they just say, go kill this guy. And then pretty soon they find out through psychological tests and through years, through different operations in the Middle East and everywhere else, who likes it? Who likes having a $3,000 a month expense card? Who likes having four topless dancer girlfriends? Who likes living in the $200,000, $300,000 house? Who likes driving a brand new, high quality $100,000 Corvette? Who likes having all these identities and who likes being able to do all this? And pretty soon, go kill his family. And, you know, the guys who wouldn't do that, they get shaken out, put in other units, put in places doing more legitimate work.
Right,
the guys that like doing it, well, they go out and they grease whole families.
What about the CIA agent?
Well, stay there. I'll talk. This is a really important question. And we'll come back and talk a lot more about it. So that's how they vet these guys. That's how they vet them. Most of them, though, do end up growing up if they're not complete psychopaths and they commit suicide or they become missionaries or they live out in the... They just live out in the hill country and keep to themselves. We'll be right back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, going back to Mark in Maryland. Mark, you were asking what type of hitmen does the CIA use? They use mafia, And they then also, when it's in foreign countries or areas that they don't have a lot of domestic local assets to use, you know, the local hitman or the local organized crime, that's who they normally use through intermediaries and through other assets, always with membranes of separation and compartmentalization. They will send in above Delta operators. And there's, from my information, about 10 levels above Delta. And by levels above, I mean different compartments. I mean, I don't mean more elite.
Right.
And they've got whole what they call squadrons or whole units of people that'll do whatever they're told. And they've got guys who are somewhat competent but very, very criminal who like to kill women. And they'll give this job to Agent, you know, Vesper. And then they send him out. And there's no real Agent Zesper, folks. I just use that as an example. And they'll go out and they'll do whatever they're told. Or they'll grab little kids and start cutting their fingers off and mailing them to the ambassador until he does what he's supposed to. I mean, they got people that will do whatever they're told, man. They got people that will, and they're trying to warp the whole army like that. They're trying to, whereas before it was hard to find these cadres, now it's torture's good on the nightly news. And the military torture's good. And, hey, we ought to torture. And so it's going to be normalized. They're actually trying to mutate in a new way of actually farming these people. They're actually creating armies off of these original cadres of torturers and killers.
Do they have any police officers, like any cities?
Yes, Chicago, New York, but famously L.A. has secret units that do go around doing assassinations and killings. And it's all about drug dealing and murder for hire. And then whenever they get caught, it's we were punishing the bad guys. L.A.'s the main place. Boston, remember the FBI running murder for hire? They still do.
Right.
But then you might go to a town where it's actually good FBI agents. And see, that's kind of where they send the good ones. You know, send them out to Houston or send them to that. Again, you'll have big nest of good officers and good people, and you'll have whole nest of bad ones. It's like that's where they gravitate.
Right.
It's like pirates gravitate towards pirate crews.
Right.
You know, when a pirate gets into shore and is looking for a new new ship to ship with, and he goes and joins a motley corsair out privateering illegally. He doesn't try to go join a king's ship.
Right. Right.
So
okay.
Thank you, sir. But, I mean, there's no separation. I mean, Delta Force, when they finally graduate, or they're about to graduate after all the strenuous, incredible training and the rest of it, and being run over in the middle of icy lakes by rubber boats and being dropped out of, you know, helicopters without parachutes, you know, all of this stuff, then they give them Machiavelli's The Prince, and they write an essay. And if they, and I'm told they've changed it now. They don't like it. The secret's out. But you pass if you answer it psychopathically and psychopathic, I keep overusing it, that's not the proper term. If you answer it as a sociopath would, yes, end justifies the means, I'll torture, kill whoever to get the means done to defend America, I'll be more evil than evil to defend America. Oh, sir, you're going to be a captain in Delta Force, oh, you're good. And just if you answer it truthfully and as a good person, and I won't do this, and this book is degenerate, sorry, sir, you just didn't have what it took. Get on back to Special Forces. All right, and then this is how they operate. Look, Nazi officers wouldn't dare steal a dime on average, take good care of their children with charged machine gun nest, esprit de corps. But they would kick a young child's brains out and enjoy it because that's what we do. We're elite because we'll kill children. Well, no, you're not. You're elite scum. You know, you're a master of evil. You're not a master of esprit de corps or being a real warrior. We got a break, folks. We'll be right back, so stay with us.
Available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.